It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
California Wine Country with my co-host Dan Berger. Today featuring Rebecca Robinson, Executive Director of the Zinfandel Advocates and Producers. And our buddy Robert Larson is here, too, who was with Rodney Strong for so many years. Now he's got the Larson Project, and I understand I got to give you grief every time. The project is spelled P-R-O-J-E-K-T, and I understand trying to be hip and different, but...
You just didn't know you were spelling it wrong all these years.
Well,
so now I'm going to give you grief all the time.
I lost my spelling genes 30 years ago. Thank God for spell check.
That's why you're not wearing pants? You've lost your spelling genes. Jeez.
Yeah, and if I couldn't find my spelling genes, I'm not going to wear pants, damn it. That's the way it goes. It's called ZAP, Zinfandel Advocates and Producers. And we've talked to them before. They do this thing every year, I guess. Rebecca, welcome. Great to meet you.
Hi, Steve. It's delightful to be here.
And Daniel, what's your column about in the PD today?
You always test me on these things.
I saw it earlier.
The fact that we were going to all be inundated with 2017 white wines over the next 2 months, that the wines will all be very fresh and very young, but all of them just about will be better in about 6 months. So we have to be patient.
Of course. The most patient wine guy I've ever met. I call him Dan Lay It Down Burger. My wine cellar is the trunk of my car, and I don't lay anything down except for the ride home. Okay. So let's talk about... I'm looking at Zinfandel.org, which is not the website for these events, but we'll get to that in a moment. But Zinfandel Advocates and Producers, it says, America's Grape, America's Wine, a classic all-American success story. Let me start with you, Dan. Explain further what I just read from their website as far as when it comes to Zinfandel.
Zinfandel is a natural grape for the United States because it doesn't grow pretty much anywhere else. It was discovered fairly recently that it comes from the Fertile Crescent in Europe, but really it was an ancient grape variety. It didn't really produce a very commercial wine back there.
And did they call it Zinfandel over there?
No, they called it Cyrilienic Castellansky. That's easy for you to say.
Yeah. He was my gym teacher, I think, in high school.
Now, we found this grape variety here in California sometime in around the turn of the previous century. The wine was considered to be very spicy, dark red, slightly Italianate in character, but not with as much acidity. The nice thing about Zinfandel is how much fruit it has. It's really a California original. Not very many other places in the world grow this. There's about 10 acres in Australia. There's about 50 or 60 acres in Oregon and Washington, but that's about it.
Really?
Pretty much it doesn't grow anywhere else.
But it seems so ubiquitous here in wine country.
Well, it's very widely planted here, partially as a result of the fact that the Italian farmers who came in here in the 1920s and 1930s, even though it was Prohibition, they loved the flavors that they were getting out of this grape variety. And it was pretty hardy as a long growing season. It lasts all the way into November. And the flavors are phenomenal. And when you get it right and... the wine makes a wine that can be anywhere from Beaujolais all the way to port. It makes every style you can think of, and it's really very versatile.
Rebecca, when did you fall in love with Zinfandel? You're the executive director of ZAP.
It's such a great question. My roots on Zinfandel go back actually to my time here in Sonoma County. I am a Sonoma State graduate, and I started drinking actually Dellinger's Zinfandel back in the day. I won't say which day. And I was privileged enough to start my career in the wine business here in Sonoma County and then went on to running ZAP, and I've been doing that for the last 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Zinfandel Advocates and Producers, ZAP. You're doing your 2018 Zin Expo, I guess it is. A 3-day event devoted entirely to Zinfandel, January 18th through the 20th, at three different San Francisco locations. Mention the locations and more about the events.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here to tell you about it. So Zap actually is most known for its Zinfandel events in San Francisco, and we've been producing them since 1991.
Yeah, we've talked about you guys every year.
Yeah, there's so many different aspects to it. So you asked me about the venues. So we are at three locations. We kick off on Thursday, January 18th, with a farm-to-table dinner at One Market. Pardon me. And then on Friday, we have a sit-down seminar for a wonderful education into Zinfandel, deep dive into Zinfandel, exploring all the different aspects of what it means to grow this grape and to make these wines. And one of the things that really, I think, distinguishes Zinfandel, in addition to its history, is the passion of the winemakers who make the wines. And so we'll be talking with them. And then on Friday night, we have a winemaker's dinner and auction that supports our educational efforts, because Zap is and always has been a nonprofit educational organization. So we do that on Friday night, and then Saturday we finish with the grand tasting at Pier 27 on the Embarcadero in San Francisco.
Now, I'm familiar with Pier 27, of course, and One Market. My son's mother worked there before he was born. But Bentley Reserve, I'm not familiar with that.
Bentley Reserve, for the locals who have been in San Francisco for a while, was the old Fed. And it's a grand banking hall, and it's in between Battery and Sansom. And it is just a great event space. And so we deck it out. This year is going to be our 20th anniversary of our auction and dinner, and we're calling it Blue Jeans to Black Tie. And of course, why blue jeans to black tie? Well, because Zinfandel can be dressed up and go to the White House as easily as it can be, you know, at a backyard barbecue.
So hopefully I'll find my spelling jeans and I can show up there.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
It's an event designed specifically for you.
Okay, again, it's the weekend of January 18th through the 20th in San Francisco. Tickets are on sale. I said Zin Expo. It's actually called Zin X. Zinfandel experience.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And in fact, we should mention to your listeners that a couple of the events are already sold out, but we do have tickets available for the grand tasting, which, as I said, is on Saturday, and that's over 100 producers. And I know we're going to get into some of the more details of that and some of the exciting things that we've got in store. But that event is still available. And then the flights event, which is the seminar, is available for Friday morning.
The grand tasting at Pier 27, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. But I guess you need that many hours with over 100 wineries pouring Zin.
Well, we always say that you have to plot your strategy, right?
Oh, of course.
So, you know, it's really important to think about these things as, you know, how is it that I can really, you know, experience the breadth and depth of, you know, any wine tasting, really, whether it's over 100 wineries or, you know, 10. So for this event, we have, by region, we have, of course, all the wonderful appellations of Sonoma County represented. We also have Napa Zinfandels and Sierra Foothills Zinfandels.
This is Mike. He'll be your waiter tonight.
Coming in with the wine glasses. I love it. So, you know, there's all different ways to experience this. And we have two different time frames in which you can do that. You can come in and have the all-day experience. The winemakers will be pouring some reserves and some barrel samples from 11 to 1. And then our members come in at 1 o'clock. And, of course, anyone who is a Zinfandel fan can become a member. And then at 2 o'clock, we've got the public coming in. And so those are going to be the current releases.
Gotcha.
And so there's all different levels, again, of ways to experience this. And then there's a great lineup of food, too. Really, really fun.
Yeah, various restaurants and chefs from the city area.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about how Zinfandel is such a fabulous food wine.
Yeah.
And so we have a number of restaurants coming in, but we also have the estate chefs. So we have chefs from the wineries actually coming and pairing their wines with a dish. And so that's a really exciting aspect of what's going on at the tasting.
And remember, Uber taxi cabs, et cetera, or do what I always do. Mike, you're driving. That's my slogan. Dan, give me your input on these events that they've been doing for so long.
For some years, the Grand Tasting was considered to be just a very, very large and not very well-scripted event. It became somewhat of a thing to actually parade through the room almost haphazardly and not have a strategy. And a number of people would be proud of the fact that they tasted, you know, 233 wines, and somebody else said, yeah, I did 238. And, I mean, it was almost an Olympic contest.
That sounds like a Wednesday on this show, isn't it?
And it was not exactly what I'd call a serious tasting. Rebecca and her staff have really done this fabulous job trying to recast what this event is all about. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you've done? Because this is really a lot of hard work you've gone through.
Well, thank you, Dan. It's really been a lot of thoughtful input from both of our members and our wineries who said, really, let's go back to the essence of Zinfandel, and that is telling the story. And as I mentioned before, really about the winemakers and about the vineyards and how this wine has such an important part of California winemaking history. And with that, really, zap back in the day. I mean, think about it. 1991, there weren't any grand tastings. Nobody was doing tasting of wine. Wow. And so we really were on the forefront of that. And we were very successful at it. But it didn't give us that opportunity to really get into the heart of Zinfandel's storytelling. And so that's what the Grand Tasting now is all about.
One additional thing which I think is really important to point out is that Zinfandel over the last, 20 years or so, has become one of the most interesting varietals in terms of vineyard designations.
Yeah,
We're starting to see each vineyard is producing unique flavors and profiles. You know, Joel Peterson at Ravenswood was one of the earlier pioneers of this vineyard program. And now you can walk into a Zap event and you can literally taste the wines from vineyard to vineyard to vineyard. You don't have to look for the brands. You look for the vineyards. And some of these vineyards are historic. A lot of them are very old, 100 years old. Some of the vines are still producing a substantial tonnage, even though they're over 100 years old. Mm-hmm. And the flavors are consistent from year to year. So they pretty much defy vintage. So it's really interesting to go through and taste all these different vineyards. They're so separate from one another, and they're so distinctive from one another.
I joked when you guys came in. I said, well, we're doing the Zap thing today, so I guess there won't be any Chardonnay. I'm wondering if there's a cap as opposed to Zap, Zinfandel advocates and producers. But let me ask you seriously. Are there any other varietals that have this kind of situation,
that's
organization,
really
events?
That was just very interesting because about 25 years ago.
Because I want to join CAP if it exists.
Chardonnay and advocates, yeah, I got it. Or some years ago, a friend of mine actually formed a thing called SOB. I don't want to go into the details.
Well, I can't even imagine what that
stands for. Society of Blancs.
Oh, okay.
And it was a series of white wines that were supposed to be under the same umbrella. It lasted a few years. It was kind of fun, but really nothing like Zin. Zinfandel is really its own thing. It's such a treat to see the different styles. My compatriot Bob Thompson, the great wine writer from the Napa Valley, some years ago wrote that it can be made from everything from white wine to port and everything in between. And that's what you'll see when you go to a Zap event. You'll see them all.
If I could just jump in here,
sure.
One of the exciting things that we're starting to see too, Steve, is next generation. And that's what our Flights event on Friday is all about, is
carrying Zinfandel into the future.
Into the future, absolutely. So it's, you know, a reflection of the past in that we've got these great historic vineyards and we celebrate those and they are living treasures, absolutely. But these young winemakers are embracing Zinfandel, and so it's what are they going to do with this grape, and how are they making it their own? What are they learning from the folks who came before, and what is it that they want to do? And that's another aspect to this whole special, I would say really, truly unique aspect of Zinfandel in California.
You mentioned, Rebecca, there's going to be some great food there at these events as well. Dan, talk about Zin as a food wine, which I know it is.
We had lunch today, all of us, and we talked about some of these wines and how they're going to go with food. It's amazing.
Lamb, right?
Well, exactly. Lamb
was my favorite.
The number one thing with garlic and rosemary. That was our
lamb and zin.
But we started really dividing it up a little bit. So this first one that the one you're drinking right now is a 2014 Acorn wine from Bill and Betsy from Alegria Vineyards out in Russian River. This is a typical Russian River wine that needs a little bit more time in the bottle, probably decanting the wine, maybe about an hour or two. What's really nice about
it. Or lay it down for 20 years.
Sure, why not? It's got plenty of acidity, it'll go. The Acorn wines typically do have good acidity because that's what this vineyard does. It's a very interesting vineyard. It's got a lot of different varieties in it. But the Zinfandel here really does. This is your lamb wine right here.
Yeah, I agree. This is lovely.
You start to think about how much rosemary and garlic the lamb can take. This is going to cover it all. And with about an hour to 2 hours in a decanter, this wine will open up even further. And with all those aromatics in the air when you're cooking that lamb, you can't wait to get your hands on this Zinfandel. This is really good.
I think I'm going to stop and get a rack of lamb tonight. Yeah.
And then the other wines that we were talking about, we were looking at other dishes that would go well with them because they're not quite as assertive. This is a little bit more. This is in the middle group. We have one wine that's lighter, actually, which we'll get to that later in the show.
Wow. It's ZAP, the Zinfandel Advocates and Producers. Their annual events are happening in around San Francisco in three locations. And it's coming up on the, where's my, 18th through the 20th.
Next week.
Yeah, next week. What should people do who want to, you can hear us in San Francisco in the East Bay, but, for North Bay residents and everyone else, how do they get tickets and access and all that?
Yes, thank you for asking that. So the magical website is ZinfandelExperience.com, and tickets are still available, as I said, for the grand tasting. And so we just would love to, we have a few more tickets, and we'd love to sell them to your listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should you let the cat out of the bag?
Should I let the cat out of the bag?
Yes, you should. Now's the time.
Yeah, just write a check. It's Mike DeWald. DeWald. We'll talk about that in a moment. Ready? Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back on California Wine Country. Dan Berger and Rebecca Robinson, Executive Director of the Zinfandel Advocates and Producers, known as ZAP. We're smack dab in the middle of California Wine Country with Dan Berger. Our good friend Robert Larson is here from the Larson Pressure Check at the team. And our special guest
is a Lithuanian pronunciation.
Yeah. Rebecca Robinson is here, Executive Director of Zinfandel Advocates and Producers, and better known as ZAP. And their annual events are coming up January 18th through the 20th in San Francisco at One Market, Bentley Reserve in Pier 27. It's ZinX, Zinfandel Experience. Where did we leave off? Oh, we have a second Zin to taste.
Yeah, we are tasting 2015, so it's a 1 year earlier, one year younger, actually. This is the Robert Bialy, and it's a black chicken Zinfandel, which is a vineyard designate. And this is really a stylish wine. It's, again, medium-bodied. It's not as heavy and concentrated as some of them used to be in the past. Some producers make them so alcoholic that it's hard to choke them down. But this is really balanced, and it's got some real structure. Nice aging in oak. What do you think, Robert?
Yeah, I love this wine. It was fun to work with Zinfandel Advocates and Producers because I suggested that we collect some wines and send them out to media folks for review. similar to how you'll be able to taste at the Zin Experience, where you can taste wines from all over the state of California, different versions of Zinfandel. And this one comes from Napa Valley. They were kind enough to send me a case. So I opened one, and I drank it. I enjoyed the heck out of it, and it's why I wanted to bring it and share it with you.
I didn't get any.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful wine. What did you say? I opened three. God, Steve.
Why the hell do they call it black chicken?
Well, I'm not going to be able to really answer that and do it justice, but I can tell you where you can find the answer, and that is at the Robert Bialy table at the Grand Tasting. They've got a great story to share. They are third-generation growers in Napa Valley producing Zinfandel. Now, this is definitely an endangered species in Napa, and they are
really
committed to it. Absolutely. There's 2% of the vineyards in Napa Valley are Zinfandel.
And 2%?
2%, yes.
Well, you can understand why. If they're getting $150 for a bottle of Cabernet, then why don't you just take all those in and tear it out?
Yeah.
So these guys are really committed and passionate to what they do, and they do have a great perspective on Zinfandel in Napa Valley, and the proof is in the bottle.
Bialy. Robert Bialy Vineyards. It's B-I-A-L-E. Interesting, because something I've never been able to figure out, and I should have Googled it years ago, but on The Sopranos, they all would bring Tony Soprano a Bialy in the morning, some sort of breakfast sandwich kind of thing, and I've never heard of it, and I'm Italian.
Bialy is a cousin to a bagel.
Okay. Now, that makes sense. So, Robert Bagel Vineyards. No, sorry. Sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to go there. Okay, so, Dan, talk about this Zin.
Yeah, so this was aged in French oak, and it has really stylish aromatics. It's got a slight bit of mint in it, but there's also a nice little sort of a cranberry note in the aroma. What I like about it is the structure, terrific acidity. It's got real nice harmony to all the flavors. It finishes up on the tongue with lots of fruit.
Yeah.
And here's a wine that I think would go great with beef stew, with a little bit of bay leaf added to it for aromatic complexity. This is really a beautiful wine. What is the price, Robert, on this? What is the retail?
The Bialy is $48.
So that's a really fair price. These days, Zinfandel's with vineyard designations are pretty expensive, and this is fair.
Yeah, easily fair, $60, some of them, yeah.
So, as far as, and I wish Barry Herbst was here, I guess he got busy at Bottle Barn, and by the way, California Wine Country brought to you by Bottle Barn. I wanted to find out how much Zinfandel, is, how it ranks that they sell at Bottle Barn. I mean, how popular is it? I know it's popular, but where could you rank it on the sales of varietals in at least our area?
Well, I think, first of all, with the extreme popularity of Pinot Noir and the number of vineyard designations we're seeing on Pinot Noir, that's certainly the target for a lot of the collectors. Zinfandel is really very popular in one respect, too, because you don't have to put it in the cellar for very long, hardly at all. In fact, in some cases, you just buy it and drink it. And the nice part is that it really opens up with some air. You just take it home and decant it, leave it in the decanter for an hour, and it just explodes. You've got raspberries and strawberries as the primary components of that varietal. So you don't have very much complexity when the wine is really young. We opened up a bottle of 1976 Ridge Zinfandel last Saturday night when we were over at Salt and Stone, the new restaurant in Kenwood.
Wow.
And the 76 Zinfandel from Ridge was fabulous. And my friend, the collector, Bob Andrews, brought along a bottle of 1980 Hacienda del Rio Zinfandel from the Jackass Hill Vineyard, which is the Martinelli property. And we had two old Zinfandels, and they were in great shape. Fabulous.
Wow. Unbelievable. So, no telling at this point where Zinfandel ranks on the popularity scale.
I would think, from my observation of the industry, people really do love Zinfandel, and especially the vineyard designations. As I indicated earlier, Joel Peterson from Ravenswood has pioneered a lot of these old vineyards. His essentially his life's work is to protect them and to save them from being houses or some other grape variety. And he's done a great job, and so have a lot of winemakers. Rod Berglund over at Joseph Swan has protected some of his old vineyards, and not always to the best of financial benefits for themselves. They've done this pretty magnanimously. It's been a lot of work.
And this goes, again, to the personalities and the commitment to Zinfandel within the Zapp Group. And Zinfandel advocates and producers, the A in Zapp means wine lovers. It means anybody who has an interest in learning more about wine, and especially Zinfandel. And part of our mission is to bring those folks into the organization and help them to understand Zinfandel, to learn more about it, to spread the word. We have ambassadors. We have all kinds of folks who are very, very generous with their contributions to the organization to make sure that Zinfandel carries on. And one of the other fun things that I'm seeing, especially this year for ZinX, is that you're seeing parents bringing their kids who are over 21 to the events, and they're experiencing Zinfandel as a family and sharing their love of this grape.
Zinfandel Advocates and Producers, also known as Zapp, is doing their annual of events, a three-day series of events devoted entirely to Zinfandel, January 18th through the 20th at One Market, Bentley Reserve, and Pier 27 in San Francisco. And there's so many different events going on. It's crazy.
Well, there are events within events, so to speak.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
For example, at the Grand Tasting on Saturday, anybody who comes in can go and get a session, which we call Meet the Maker Roundtables. And these are small, intimate sit-downs with the winemaker. There's going to be, over 40 winemakers who are going to be doing these throughout the day. And it's a chance to ask these really great questions. Like you said, what about that black chicken? Or tell me about how the single vineyard became a single vineyard. Or why is it that you're adding Petite Syrah into your Zinfandel? What enhances, what makes that wine with the Petite Syrah, why is that important? So,
Or why are you using French oak versus American oak? Because
exactly.
We've noticed the differences, and they're both wines can be fabulous, but they're slightly different in nature.
And so all of those questions and more can be asked and answered at the tasting. And so that's one piece of it. And then we also have a new exhibit that's going to be going up that is interactive. It's going to have a Zinfandel aroma wheel. It'll have different little segments that are going to
aroma
talk about
wheel.
Aroma wheel.
I
yes,
like the sound of that.
That's a whole other piece to the puzzle, and Dan is great, I'm sure, in being able to tell us why aroma is important to wine. And people are going to be able to explore that. So it's really about the interactive nature of tasting. And so we want you to really have this full experience with Zinfandel.
Black chicken. I'm kind of obsessing on this. It's a vineyard in Napa. Is that correct?
It's one of Robert Bialy's vineyards, yes. Okay. And I don't know why he called it that. I mean, I have to find
it
out.
It is a great story. You can also visit their website,
yes,
and learn about it. You can get the story there. Actually have something to do with the chicken.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was making chicken on Sunday. And
you burned it, so.
And I got hung up on an NFL playoff game, and I wound up with black chicken. Yes, so I can relate.
This next wine is really interesting. This is a 2015 Ledson.
Now, Ledson.
And
iconic, right?
The builder, yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Robert's going, well, maybe.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
When I nod my head, that means yes. We heard
know.
It rattle, didn't we? I mean, yes.
I'm not used to having people in this room. How did you people get in my room anyway? Ledson Sonoma Valley Reserve Estate Ancient Vines in 2015.
Beautiful wine, also aged in French oak, subtler in a certain way, not quite as assertive as the Bialy. It's got a little bit more evidence of French oak. What bothers me about this wine is the price. I love this wine. I think it's a wonderful wine, but how much is it, Robert?
$86.
Good night, everybody.
No, it's just, I understand. I mean, some of these vines produce so little fruit. I mean, so, you know, if you get a half a ton an acre, you're lucky. And normally, a ton an acre is considered very, very small. And some of these vines are producing less than a half a ton. Yes. So, you know, it's a beautiful wine.
It is beautiful.
And gorgeous wine.
Yeah, but no, I wouldn't.
A lot of money.
I wouldn't spend that.
So we have one final wine, and I want to get to that. Cause this is,
but first.
Oh, yes.
All righty. It is California Wine Country. By the way, if you've missed any episode on any Wednesday, including today, if you're just tuning in and want to hear more about Zinfandel advocates and producers and the events coming up in San Francisco, 18th through the 20th of this month, go to calwinecountry.com, and it's all podcast there, thanks to our buddy Chris DiMatteo in Los Angeles. Again, calwinecountry.com. Okay, it's the annual 3 days big events entirely devoted to Zinfandel, January 18th through the 20th at One Market, Bentley Reserve, and Pier 27 in San Francisco. We've got a pair of tickets. And these are not $5 a ticket, so get ready. How much are they?
Good question.
Because they're varying amounts, right?
Yes. So we have an all-day ticket. For the public, it is $180.
Okay.
And that includes extra nibbles, and then the reserved Zinfandels will be available for tasting as well. And then for members, and membership starts with Zap at $45. So you do the math, and you're buying two tickets, membership pays for itself. That would be $150 for that all-day ticket. Members can get in at 1 o'clock and get an extra hour of tasting. That ticket is $70. And then for our public it is a 2 p.m. entrance, and that is $80.
So what are we giving away here?
We are giving away a pair of the afternoon tickets.
Okay.
So $80 value.
There you go.
One of the things I also wanted to really emphasize to your listeners, Steve, is that really they're going to be able to talk with the winemakers. And that doesn't always happen.
No, that's huge.
With tastings.
Yeah.
Yep. So being able to do that is, I think, a really special opportunity that we're excited to share with wine lovers.
Jody is in Petaluma. Hi, Jody.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, what do you think? We're tasting an amazing Zinfandel.
It sounds like I need to be there, so I'm one step in the right direction.
Yeah, all right. We'll pop by. Are you a Zin fan, I assume?
I love a good Zin, truly. I'm so excited.
All right. So you can go on Saturday the 20th to San Francisco at Pier 37?
27.
Don't go to
Pier 37.
Don't go to Pier 37.
No. I'll be hanging out there. Don't go there. Go to 27.
All right.
So who are you taking? Your husband?
Yes, I would. I'd be in trouble if I didn't take him with me. But
you sure you don't want to take me?
I thought you were going to be at Pier 37.
That's right. Okay.
She got right. You.
When you get a chance, pop over to 37 and say hello at least.
Okay.
But Jody, do see if you can find me, and I'd love to meet you. Thank you so much for your love of Zinfandel.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. Thank you guys so much.
Ask for Rebecca.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Hang on the line, Michael. Take care of you. Thank you so much. 5:56. How much time we got, Mike? 3 minutes. Okay. Again, it's the Zinfandel experience with Zap, Zinfandel advocates and producers.
I did want to talk about this last wine that we have, the fourth wine, the Zinfandel. This is the wrap-up. It's the Armida, A-R-M-I-D-A, 2015 Zinfandel from the Maple Vineyards.
Is that Sonoma County?
That's Sonoma County. That's one of the. It's Dry Creek Valley. It's one of the finest vineyards in Sonoma County.
Wow.
Zinfandel is their specialty. They are fabulous growers. Tom and Tina Maple are really, really nice people, and they really do know what they're doing with the Zinfandel. This is some of the best fruit you'll ever taste, and this is a real bargain. This is a great wine. It's made in more delicate style. It's got loads and loads of fruit. This is the wine that you want to have now and for the next several years. This is what's the bargain priced on this, Robert?
I want to say this is $42.
That's really a special price. That is a very special price. This is a great wine. elegant, loads of fruit, and it really typifies what Dry Creek Valley does best, which is Zinfandel. That's really the specialty grape for
really?
This region.
Yeah. So Dry Creek Valley is like that,
that's
the
one
best
of the great
Zin
regions. Yes,
region?
Absolutely. It's one of the great regions of, for Zinfandel in the United States.
All right. Again, the events are coming up January 18th through the 20th. At three great San Francisco locations, a three-day event devoted entirely to Zinfandel. And the website, again, Rebecca, for tickets and more information on that?
Yes, it's ZinfandelExperience.com.
Okay. There you go, folks. Robert Larson from the Larson Project Production. It's actually P-R-O-J-E-K-T, the Larson Project. I'm assuming, because I always give you grief about the spelling.
It's okay.
But if you Google the Larson Project and spell project in the normal American English way, you'll come up.
I will be somewhere on that Google list.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
there's a Larson Project in the Northeast, which is a cartoonist.
Oh, so, okay. So you had to change it.
I took the Danish spelling because I'm Danish.
That's right.
That's
I forgot
right.
about
there
that.
And we always get to it at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, by the end, I always go, that's right, it's that Danish thing. Great to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you as well.
And Dan Berger, we'll see you next week.
Real pleasure.
Rebecca Robinson from, she's the executive director of ZAP, Zinfandel Advocates and Producers. Great to see you, and it's going to be an amazing 3 days there in San Francisco, and stay in touch, and we'll have you in again.
Oh, thank you, Steve. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to coming back.
All right, everybody. Have a great night.